Hey, Adam Katz for Dog Trainer Toolbox, as well as the Dog Trainer Marketing Group on Facebook. You know, guys, I've been reading through some of these threads on the different Facebook groups. There is a ton of anxiety and stress around talking to desperate dog owners when they call you on the phone. A lot of you aren't even answering the phone because you're, whether you admit it or not, you're so afraid that you may say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. This video is going to help, hopefully, reduce some of that anxiety, reduce some of that stress, kind of bring things down to a more manageable level for you so you don't have to worry so much about this scary word called sales. I think a lot of you have this idea in your head that sales is something very high pressure and has to be about overcoming objections. When they say, you know, they're not interested, you need to come back with a reason why you can then convince them and save the sale. And you know, all that comes from this idea of sales being related to like door-to-door sales or used car sales, new car sales for that matter. You know, nothing could be further from the truth. You don't need to worry about any of that when it comes to selling your dog training services or specifically selling yourself over the phone to get people to commit to at least meeting with you so that you can then pitch them, you know, face-to-face on your program. So this video hopefully is going to do just that. It's going to reduce some of your stress related to this scary word called selling, because we're going to redefine the word sales or the word selling as it relates to dog training. Stick with me. Stop stressing about talking to dog owners on the phone. Really, all you're doing is two things. Number one, regardless of what they ask when you initiate the conversation or when they initiate the conversation because they've called you, you know, whether it's tell me about your dog training program or tell me about yourself or whatever it may be, you're simply going to counter with this. You're going to say, well, tell me a little bit more about what's going on with the dog. They're going to start talking. Give them only 5 to 10 minutes. You don't need to give them a whole hour. Keep them focused on revealing those emotional hot buttons. The emotional hot buttons are the things that keep them up at night. I'm afraid of my dog. The dog bites me. I'm afraid the dog's going to run out the front door. I'm afraid the dog's going to run away from me when I take him to the park and he won't come back when I call him. So while they're talking, you're making a list of those emotional hot buttons. Then at about 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, you're going to say, you know what, James, I can definitely help you. I don't want you to worry about this. I can definitely help you. And then the second phase is you're going to go into your pitch. Now, in terms of the consultation, at least the way that I did this with my 3 dog training businesses, the point of the phone consultation is to get them to commit to meeting you face to face. Because one of the principles of my approach to marketing is that it's always easier to sell somebody face to face than it is to sell them over the phone. And as a corollary, it's always easier to sell people over the phone than it is in print. So I'm taking them from print, which could be the website, could be a print advertisement or something else, you know, the copy on the side of your truck. I'm getting them to call, and I'm using that phone consultation to sell, there's that scary word again, sell them on booking an in-person consultation. But that word sell does not mean slimy used car salesman. All it really means is you're going to listen to them. They're going to tell you what their emotional hot buttons are. You're going to reassure them that you're the man or the woman who can help them. And then you're going to explain how the rest of the process works. The rest of the process is, hey, we get together for a 20-minute free temperament test, evaluation, and consultation. You know, we're going to have you do some handling exercises with the dog. I'm going to do some temperament tests to try and get inside the dog's head, whatever it is. So I'm selling them. And what you should do is you should write out a script. A script is basically just, you know, you're describing what it is that you're going to do with them when you meet them and the benefits, the features and the benefits. So you're writing that out beforehand so that you're a little bit smooth when you actually tell it to the caller, tell it to the desperate dog owner. And the other reason to write it out is that if you're just kind of winging it like I am now, you may end up talking about a lot of stuff that you don't really need to talk about. You should really only be talking about stuff that gets them closer to making the sale. And in this case, the sale is not a monetary sale. The sale is just, you know, agreeing to meet with you for an in-person consultation. Really what you're doing is you're just explaining, but you're arranging things in a way that are a little bit more seductive to them, right? Because you have time to think about how to say this stuff, right? Think about the most efficient and the best and the most seductive way to explain what it is that you do. And I'm not talking about going overboard and trying to like really sell it. I'm just talking about the most, the clearest way to explain what it is that you do. And if what you do appeals to them, then they're going to agree to it. If it doesn't appeal to them, they're not going to agree to it. And it doesn't matter how many, you know, objections you read about in these sales books on how to overcome objections and stuff. That doesn't matter. You know, if they have enough interest, if they have enough desire coming into it, this isn't rocket science. You don't need to be Bill Clinton selling himself to the American public, you know, open change and all that kind of stuff. This is just very simply explaining what it is that you do, but arranging how you say things by creating a script so that it's very clear, it's concise, and it's seductive. You're basically selling them on a first date. So think of it that way. Stop stressing about this stuff. You don't need to. You're not terrible at sales. You've been selling yourself, whether you realize it or not, all of your life. From the time we're children and we ask mommy, can I have that cookie or can I have that toy in the store? You know, nobody bats 100%. So don't worry about failing at this. There's no failure. It's just a matter of doing it, explaining what it is that you do, and then taking notes, whether it's mental notes or actual notes, as to, okay, how did I explain this time? Did it work? If it worked, I'm going to write that down. And if it didn't work, then I'm going to try something else. And when that something else works to get them to book that in-person consultation, I'm writing that down exactly the way I said it. And pretty soon, I have this beautiful script that works, you know, 70, 80, 90% of the time. And I just stick with that script because it's proven to work again and again and again. So, number one, you're listening to them. Number two, you're reassuring them that you're the guy that can help them. And you're in a position to do that because you've listened to them and you've heard their emotional hot buttons and then you fed that back to them. And then the B part of the second part is that you're going into this script that you're working on. Again, it's don't think sales script, just think, you know, how do I say this in the best possible way I can explain it? That makes sense and that's clear. And that makes them want to agree to meet me in person. And you've got the script, and then you're closing. A close is basically saying, so I've got a Tuesday or a Thursday slot. Which one works better for you? In regard to closing, generally speaking, you never want to ask a question that can be answered with a no. You just want to, you know, make a suggestion. The assumption closes, does Tuesday work better for you or is Thursday better? I wouldn't even worry about countering objections. In my opinion, others will disagree, but in my opinion, at this point in the game, it's not even worth it. You know, I don't want to be trying to convince somebody of something. I want my sales funnel, you know, my ads, my landing page, my website, my whatever it may be, my print ad, my brochure, the podcast that they heard me on. I want all of that to kind of pre-sell them. So by the time they're reaching out to me, they're already motivated. They're like, yeah, I need this. Just, you know, tell me how it works. Hopefully that's helpful. You know, I think if you're interested in this, it would really, really help. I'm not trying to sell you on something you don't need, but check out dogtrainertoolbox.com. And let me just pull it up here. How to book dog owners on the phone for your in-person consultations. So it's in the middle of the page. You can read through that, you know, when you have time. Highly recommend it though, because it's going to really step up your game. You're going to be able to feel a lot more comfortable, feel a lot less stressed, a lot less anxiety about talking to people on the phone. Guys, you need to answer the phone. I posed this question on Facebook. I said, you know what happens when I call a business and they don't answer the phone? I hang up the phone and I call the next person that comes up in the Google search. Now, some people do leave messages, but they're a percentage of people who, you know, would like to reach you the first time that they call. So don't have anxiety about this stuff. You're just explaining in an efficient manner what it is that you do. And most importantly, you're listening to them. All right, I'm repeating myself at this point. So I'm going to sign off here. But if you have questions, feel free to post questions about this issue in the comments below, whether you're watching it on YouTube or on Facebook. Hey, and by the way, if you need more clients, if you need a consistent stream of desperate dog owners calling you each and every day, also head over to Dog Trainer Toolbox, and in the upper left-hand corner, you're going to see a box that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Click that box, click that link, read through the information on that page. It explains some of the results that we're getting with Google AdWords. We're getting amazing results helping dog trainers just like you grow their dog training business. If that sounds interesting, read through that page. At the bottom is a link to my calendar app. You can click on that and book a free 30-minute phone consultation with me so that we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing with running Google AdWords campaigns would help you to grow your dog training business, because it's working. I think we're in something like 50 or 60 different markets at this point, helping dog trainers grow their business with this AdWords thing, because it works really, really well. Take care, guys.